Proclamation number 6103, dated the November 9th, 1954. Hour of reckoning, judgment, retribution. Whether high, whether low, whether poor, whether rich, young or old, one day you all will have to give account for your way of life on earth when your last day has come. No one will be able to avoid this accountability, for one day the hour of reckoning will come, the hour of judgment, which will then decide the state of your soul and your subsequent fate. Although you humans doubt the soul's life after death, although you deem your life to be concluded after your body's death, you will not escape this lost judgment either. And to your horror, you will have to realize that you thought wrongly and that your life was a waste of time, for only a few of those who denied life after death will have lived a life of love. And these few will begin to understand and have the desire to put right what they did wrong. And they will soon find helpers to assist them in their spiritual hardship. Yet where all faith is lacking and little love present, the hour of judgment will be bitter, for the fate awaiting them will be in line with their state of maturity, lacking strength and light. They will helplessly vegetate in agonizing darkness. No soul can escape this fate, even if it held the most reputable position of distinction on earth. For all those who had not created a spiritual garment for themselves on earth will arrive naked and poor in the beyond, who only took care of the body but not of the soul, whose intentions and thoughts only concerned earthly possessions, and who had no belief whatsoever in retribution, in a life after death. To create a spiritual garment for itself in the kingdom of the beyond, which signifies an improvement, is incredibly difficult for the soul, but not impossible. However, it often takes a long time before such souls can muster the will for it. And since the soul has to tackle the transformation itself, it can often take eternities until it decides to do so. People on earth do not consider their end and the responsibility they are approaching. Consequently, they do not prepare themselves for it. And if, after their death, they only faintly realize their situation, they will no longer be able to change it, because they will lack the strength which they had at their disposal on earth in abundance. For just as only loving activity helps the soul attain perfection on earth, so it also does in the kingdom of the beyond. But loving activity means wanting to give, to help and to please. The souls, however, arrive in a very poor state and possess nothing they would be able to give. They have no strength in order to be able to help. They are wretched themselves and therefore cannot bestow happiness. They are poor and miserable and need help themselves. People don't realize that one day they will reap what they sowed on earth. Yet, according to divine justice, everything needs to be compensated, and everyone will receive according to merit. Every soul will have to accept the fate it acquired through its life on earth. And the hour will come for everyone when he is to justify himself. The hour of judgment comes for every soul on its last day. Amen.